David Blevins, good morning.
Good morning, Greg.
How are you?
The very best. And yourself?
Very good. Now, Offtech Ireland is an organisation representing domestic oil and heating industry in Ireland, from technicians to consumers. It's Home Improvements Month. Is this the April? We're at the end of it now, David. Is that right?
That's correct. We're just at the end of it. But again, with the bank holiday coming in, two bank holidays this month, everybody will be out there with the good weather trying to do DIY around the house, Greg, in my opinion.
The good weather? Are we speaking to you from Tenerife?
this week has been bad, but before that it was quite nice.
I like your optimism. Now, not so great, though, is some of our DIY, is it? I mean, a lot of work from professionals, I presume, is fixing our mess.
Well, I just looked there. Online survey says, on average, 60% of people will admit to having a DIY failure this year in the house. And again, it would be interesting to check with your listeners how many would fess up and say that they have had a DIY failure. I suppose the first question I would say to people, you know, with your heating system, it's fairly complicated. You do need professional help. I think if you fail to employ appropriate professionals from the outset, it'll cost you both time, money, and hassle.
But there is a happy balance, isn't there? Because people always focus on technology and the importance of this, that, and the other. But there are very, very skilled people that, you know, put stuff together and fix things and make things work in the home and further afield. And, you know, it's great to have them, but it's also people want to do a bit themselves as well. But there's a line not to cross, I think.
Correct. Well, there's a difference in putting a shelf up, DIY, Greg, in your house and tackling your heating system, to give those. They're pulls apart in my book. To give you a simple example, you know, people bleed their own radiators, which is fine, but you have to ask yourself, why do I need to bleed the radiator? Why is there air getting into the system? Is there a leak? Is there something else wrong? If you continue to keep bleeding that, you're causing damage somewhere else. You're letting fresh water, oxygenated water into your system, which will eventually eat away at the radiators and the pipework. The other example I would give you would be people run out of oil and they bleed their own boiler. That is fine if you know what you're doing, but if you're touching the wrong screws on the burner, you could be adjusting the air screw, the mixture, the wrong way. You could make more carbon monoxide come out of your boiler. You could cause staining. You could cause a fatality. Technology is fine, but again, whenever it comes to heating appliance, something that creates a poisonous gas, something that has electrics in it, I think that is where you leave it to perfection.
It requires a very specific set of skills, and as you mentioned, you know, particularly with the dangers of carbon monoxide at the very worst scale of things, it's a silent killer, and you know, people need to know that, you know, oil-fired central heating and other heating, even an open fire, can present carbon monoxide dangers.
That's one of the biggest problems we have in Ireland, Greg. You're quite correct. It's not just oil. It's oil, gas, wood, peat, solid fuel, coal, the whole lot. Anything that is a fossil fuel gives off carbon monoxide. And again, if you look at the reports, etc., that are out there, a lot of doctors will tell you that they have patients who present who have tiredness, sickness, illness, and it never turns into anything. But it could be, early stages of carbon monoxide poisoning. In Ireland, we put the boilers in utility rooms, in kitchens, in outhouses. Those are fine. There's not a problem as long as it's flued correctly and the flue is not near an opening window, or there's no leak of the flue if it's in the utility room or the kitchen. The same applies to a stove. The same applies to an open fire. The key thing, as SEAI will tell you, Greg, is have any appliance serviced annually by the expert. Don't get Jimmy down the road who thinks he knows what he's doing. Get somebody who's going to do it correctly and give you a bit of paperwork to say it has been serviced and here's the recommendations for going forward. That's important.
I'm sure you and your colleagues have come across some right messes in your time in terms of people that have tried to do work themselves but realised perhaps it was above their skill level.
I applaud people who can recognise that they have their limitation, Greg. And again, one of the things I think is very positive about people in Ireland, we do have a go-to attitude and we will try things. I see so many horror stories in my day-to-day job of people trying to, you know, fix radiators leaking or move a radiator or clean a radiator. They think it's a simple task just to take the radiator off, but they don't realise that the water's going to come out both ends. It's dirty water, and they usually end up making a mess of the carpet or, worst case, bringing down a ceiling. We've over-pumping boilers into the hot plate or into the tank in the roof space. They get up there. Next thing, foot is down between the through the ceiling. People self-installing flues when they do an extension. mention. I could go on and on, Greg. But
go on. I enjoyed the fun going through the scene.
But again, go back to a serious point. People taking that cover off the burner and starting to fiddle and try and bleed the boiler. If they know what they're doing, that's fine. But if you start to adjust the mixture and you're starting to create more,
and that's the air fuel mix, isn't it? And it's very specific. It has to be right to burn off. To burn efficiently, presumably,
correct.
But also to burn at the right rate. Because you wouldn't mess around with the carburetor in your car. I mean, you would say, I'm not going to do that. That's really high-end stuff. But it's effectively what you'd be dabbling at with your oil heater, isn't it?
It's a very good analogy, Greg.
Thank you.
Again, you're quite right. You, modern cars, you do not get under the bonnet and start tinkering. That is just not the way it happens. A modern condensing oil boiler or a stove or any other gas appliance, anything like that, it is a complicated piece of mechanical equipment, and you do need to know. You need to have a flue gas analyzer. You need to have a special bit of kit to set the appliance up correctly, to make sure it's running efficiently, and as you say, to make sure that the carbon monoxide mixture coming out of it is not overbearing for the house and that the flue is in the right place to take it away.
How often do you need to get your oil burner serviced for it to run correctly?
Any appliance, any fossil fuel burning appliance should be serviced annually. And again, that's not my advice. That's coming from the Sustainable Energy Association of Ireland, the Authority of Ireland. If you go onto their website, there's some very good advice. And again, they would say your first port of call should be a competent person to service it. Your secondary line of defence should be a carbon monoxide alarm.
Yep, definitely. And not, don't buy, a lot of people make the mistake too, you know, on a broader point of buying a smoke alarm 10, 12, 15 years ago or a carbon monoxide alarm. They have a best before date. You know, you need to make sure you're, their effectiveness can diminish.
The simple rule of thumb, Greg, is when you're buying a carbon monoxide alarm, make sure it's CE marked. If it's CE marked, the battery will last for at least 7 years. As you say, there's no point buying I was going to say Mickey Mouse. I don't know if that's appropriate now to say, but you know where I'm coming from. Cheap and cheerful.
It's one of those areas that you don't save money on because it's life and death.
Well, it's penny pinching for the wrong reasons. Yeah. And again, if it was my family, I certainly wouldn't want to be putting something cheap there.
Right. Good luck getting someone to service your boiler on bank holiday weekend, but I'm sure this guy's will come out, isn't there?
Greg, the final plug from me, again, Oftech, you'll know some of our manufacturers, Kingspan, Firebird, Warmflow, Grant Engineering, all big companies. The guys who service the appliances, if you want to find one, go on to Oftech, oftec.org. Put in your county and you'll get a list of technicians, and if you want somebody who's competent, who will give you a bit of paperwork to say that your boiler is running efficiently, safely, and give you a bit of happiness and security, that's the place to go.
David Blevins, thank you so much.